Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm talking with Kane right now from a band called Vomit Forth, a truly disgusting band name. And he's on his flip phone right now. They are caveman death metal. He actually somehow rigged it to work with the internet. I don't know how he did it, but he's on the flip phone. How you doing, Kane?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good, man. Are you at home?
Sort of. Yeah, I don't really. My living situation is pretty crazy, but. Yeah, I guess you could say I'm at home right now.
are you guys a band from Connecticut? Do you live in Connecticut?
I live in Connecticut. Okay. Our guitarist Ricky lives in Connecticut. Our bassist Tyler lives in Connecticut. Drummer's from Long Island.
Oh, cool. Nice.
Yeah.
Do you guys get to practice with your drummer much, or is it just here and there?
We split it. Even though we shouldn't. We split it because we're good people, but we go like to Long Island every other time, and okay. we try and do it once a week when we're writing heavy. But when we're like right now, we're kind of like chilling because we have a lot of tours coming up. So we only practice like right before tour, but we'll practice for like 2 days.
What part of Connecticut are you in?
I'm in New Britain right now, but I'm in Waterbury, and they're like. That area, Tyler's in Bristol, so it's like we're not that far from each other.
Do you ever get to drive by the WWE headquarters?
Yeah, that's so crazy. Yeah. I used to work for Lockheed.
Oh, and, wow. Okay.
I actually got fired because I went on the Tortured Hole tour.
Oh yeah, the Senga Sigabog and Frozen Soul tour.
Yeah, I got fired. First job. I've never been fired a day in my life ever, but they fired me. But
you don't want to piss off the Lockheed Martin people. Jesus.
I know, man. I did. I'm probably on a list right now. They're like, yo, this rocker where he's done.
Yeah.
But I did used to drive by it like a good amount. It's pretty cool looking. There's a giant flag.
Exactly. Something I hear about Connecticut, and it's not like super well known for its pizza, but I've heard that the pizza in Connecticut is incredible.
Yeah, it's fire. I'm actually like originally from Massachusetts, but it's where we have kind of bad pizza. But Connecticut has but the reason I say that is so I can actually like say this without bias.
Yeah,
that Connecticut pizza is incredible. It's fire. I think it's honestly it's. Sometimes better than, I don't know. I'm not going to get into it because people are going to get mad.
Pizza politics, dude. Pizza politics.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to trigger anybody.
Okay. So you guys got a new record coming out this July, Seeking Malevolence. Mm-hmm. It's your first record on Century Media. That's pretty wild to say, huh?
Yeah, yeah, it's a seething malevolence. But...
Seething. Oh my god, I miswrote. I was looking at your Encyclopedia Metalum, and I must have mistyped there. But so
we're
seething
gonna get, we're
malevolence.
Gonna get that guy. Yes. I'm very excited to be dealing with Sentry, and I mean they've been awesome. It's been a wild ride, man. I'm very excited about the record. It's been hard work.
Yeah.
To get it where it is now, and we've worked with a lot of really cool people and got to meet a lot of really cool people with it. But I can't wait for everyone to hear. I mean, it's been years in the making, so it's very, very exciting.
So you guys went on that Senga Sigabog and Frozen Soul tour, which you just mentioned that you skipped out of your job at Lockheed to go on. You guys played Zone. It was actually the same night as a Baroness show in the other room.
I know. Yeah, they were there.
Yeah. So you guys, you announced that you're picked up on Century Media and you got, a record deal with them. Did that connection happen on that tour? Because those are two, up and coming Century Media bands.
So it's hard to say. I mean, this is actually kind of a cool sentimental story. So I'm going to get a little sappy, but
let's do it.
So Frozen Soul is a band that like we toured with, not really toured. They were touring and we were on a label called Maggot Stomp Records before that.
Shout out to Scott from Maggot Stomp. Yep.
Shout out Scott. Shout out his camo Crocs. But, yo, we did these couple shows with them, and it just felt like special. I mean, it's a really surreal thing in your life to be like, man, we were playing like a pool hall to like 30, 40 people.
Yeah.
And we just kind of like we clicked, and we were like, yo, these are the homies. Then this is pre-COVID, and then right before COVID hit, we did some shows with Senga Sigabog, who were like, I mean, Frozen Soul and Senga Sigabog were both coming up, and some time had passed since the Frozen Soul show, so both bands were kind of like, we could see the trajectory.
Oh yeah.
And we played these shows with Senga Sigabog, and it was kind of the same deal. We were like, oh okay, cool, so we're instantly friends, like this is awesome. And we kind of had this vibe, and we had these talks of like, yo man, whole team is gonna eat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we're all going to come up. We love each other. And I got a call. They were like, we're going to do a headlining tour someday. It wasn't even like talk. We're like, one day we're going to do a headlining tour. You guys are coming.
Nice.
Like, you're coming. And, you get really pumped up at shows sometimes, especially when you have new friendships with people and you get really close and you're like, man, like, it's a big deal. And sometimes some words get thrown around. You know, we didn't hold them to it.
Yeah. You're not like messaging them like, so about that tour, dude.
Yeah. So, hey, remember that time? They did it. They came through.
Yeah.
And I mean, I had reached a point in my life. Like I said, I got a job at Lockheed. I was new there. I was like, I could make a choice, you know? And I could have just been like, all right, well, I'm going to take this safe route and do this job. And I was like, man, they came through. Yep. It'd be kind of fucked up if I didn't go.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. Can I swear?
It's all good. This isn't live. No worries. Oh,
okay. Okay, cool. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go. And we went on the tour, and it was obviously an amazing experience. We are not playing pool halls anymore. Mm-hmm. With that tour exceeded everyone's expectations. We were selling
up,
out.
Dude. Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. I mean, not so much us really, but they did. I mean, they were, it was just so amazing to see them. And I think we did too, but I really, it was so great to see them. And how the Century Media thing comes in is we do this tour, I put everything online. I kind of lose everything, you know, because it was a kind of a devastating blow to lose that job. And I get a call from Chad.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey man, I'm going to give somebody your number. And I was like, what? Are you serious? Okay, whatever. And I think, and Century really, I think, took a little bit of a leap of faith with us because we, I know people say we're like caveman, but we're, I don't, sonically, I don't really hear it. Mm-hmm. And I think we are a little bit different than what was happening. And I think they made the right decision, obviously, but, you know, I believe in our music, and to have them believe in it is really great. And I really am so appreciative of Frozen Soul and Sing of Sugarbog and Century Media mm-hmm. for just like believing in us and trying for us. And, it's been really great. Yeah. And so I guess you could say it did happen on that tour, but I would say technically it happened when we all met before pre-COVID.
You bet on yourself, man. And it worked out.
Yeah. Which is very rare.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it happens sometimes.
That's awesome. What are you drinking? Coke Zero?
No, regular Coke, regular Coke. Well, let's go get some Cokes. Who sings that song? It's an old Power Coke song.
I'm not sure, but I have to admit, I have a shameful thing to admit. I grew up in a Pepsi household. I think that's kind of shameful.
Oh, respect to you. It depends. I mean, if you're like, I drink Cokes. I don't really drink soda, to be honest. But like, if I need to stay up, it's like, I'll drink an energy drink and then a soda. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm ready to rock. Because after work, I've been staying home and pre-proing new songs mm-hmm. and doing stuff like that. So I have to stay up, but, yeah, it's, there's no shame in the Pepsi game because Pepsi has some stuff. I mean, were you just like,
what, it was my dad, it was my Pepsi? Dad's decision. He was the cheapest okay. and he just loved Pepsi. So I just drank whatever he had in the house. But yeah, I mean, it's just, I kind of have to admit, you know, Pepsi house.
I mean, suicidal tendencies, man. It's all good.
That's true. Like, That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
I interviewed Corpse Grinder, and he mentioned that, you know, he kind of got addicted to Cokes for a while on stage because it coats your throat so much.
Yeah. Literally like my main influence, him and Lord Worm, but yeah, he's right.
Yep.
Yeah, it do. I feel like people say I look like Corpse Grinder.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I hope so. Cause I mean, Corpse Grinder's sick. Yeah. I want to like, just kind of be him. Cause he's fucking awesome.
Right.
Like, I just don't have the neck, dude. I don't have the neck.
Well, you got to work out your neck and you got to start practicing on the claw games.
That's true. That's true.
The claw game.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. So I talked with Connor from Genocide Pact a while ago and I asked him, I said, what is it about, you know, what is it about the people that come from hardcore and punk making such sick death metal? What is that? You know, or I think it actually might've been a singer of Undeath, Kyle, that instead of, it wasn't Connor from, but anyways, okay. I heard him say the same thing. So he asked a similar thing. What, in your opinion, why is it that hardcore kids make such sick death metal?
So necessarily agree with the statement all the way because it's not always true.
Okay.
And it's funny actually you bring up those two because like I know that Genocide Pact come from there's like different sects of hardcore and they come from different ones, and like I love that camp, like Genocide Pact and you know, Innumerable Forms and that whole little like camp.
They're more from like the Iron Lung and the kind of underground punk hardcore kind of thing.
Yeah, bands that I love, you know, like what's that that guy's name's Justin. He like everything he touches.
Dance Floor
like
Justin, cool. Yeah.
I don't know him like that, but
shout out Mental.
He's kind of a shout out Mental. Yo, shout out Danimal, shout out Waste Management, Pittsfield. I think that why there's this crossover there is because it's kind of like there's people who just need a little bit more of an edge. And with hardcore, I mean, because we come from hardcore, Ricky, our guitarist, his dad is in like 100 Demons and stuff like that. Whoa. So like we all come from that. Like that's where we come from. But there's always like, there's more of a social element to hardcore. And I'm not opposed to that. I'm not like talking down on it because it's been very important to me. It's been very important in my life. But with more musical types, there's a kind of a desire to create something that's intense that is kind of aside from that. And I think that's why hardcore kids, or hardcore people, or people in hardcore, I don't really know the correct term, are kind of gravitate towards that, because it's still something that's intense. It's scary, but it's not scary like I'm going to beat you up. It's something more primal, I guess, sometimes you could say.
And it's the logical extreme.
It is. And it's a little bit more, you can do more things with it. Mm-hmm. And that's why hardcore kids are drawn to it. Why they create the style that they do is because these are people who have that social element. And it's a lot of the time it's people who come from maybe not the best situation, and who, I mean, and traditionally people who make metal are a little bit more of introverted. And not that that's a bad thing, but you know, you kind of have basement dweller vibes, which I have personally, which is kind of why I resonate with metal a little. But with hardcore, you have people who are like, "Oh, what did you just say?" like that. Can you want to go for a walk real quick? And that vibe in death metal, I think, can be really, really, really awesome. And I think that's why it has created such great bands like Undeath, like Genocide Pact. Mm-hmm. And even bands like, Creeping Death, mm-hmm. obviously my favorite band out of all that. And it is biased because this is one of my close friends is Fuming Mouth.
Yeah.
And, awesome band. And I can speak to that, you know, Mark is definitely like a psycho. I love him so much, but, yeah, he is. And that's why that band is awesome. And it's why it's also a great death metal band created by a hardcore kid. I think the pinnacle, in my opinion, the best one.
Nice. So Seething Malevolence again, out July 8th on Century Media. Is there anything you can tell us about the record, man?
Yeah, I, as you can tell, I'm kind of a long-winded guy. Sure. There's a lot with this record. I mean, this record was, has been really, with Vomit Forth just in general, nothing's really like fun. It's always like really hard. It's not that it's like not fun to do, but we make dark music, so and this is gonna be maybe sound a little cheesy, but we put so much into this, and we've rewritten songs, and I mean I redid vocals like 4 times.
Jesus.
And we recorded it, and Century Media Century Media to us was like, yo, that's so sick. Like, you know, Bog got signed to Century. That's dope. like we had no idea that we would ever talk to them while this was being written, or the record was actually recorded before we were on Century.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, it's been like, we did not settle. We pushed and pushed, and I really pushed myself, not just with my vocal performance, but with my lyrics, and I dug real deep. And we really actually tried to get away from the caveman thing. And I tried to tackle a lot of like inner demons, and I really wanted it to be something that would also be able to be relatable to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, I know that sounds strange because it is a negative, evil sounding thing, but I wanted people to take something from this record that was like, it's kind of like when you watch like a movie like Martyrs or something, and there's this kind of like, yo, that's like really like messed up, but I'm like obsessed with it, and hopefully you can kind of like, it sticks with you and then makes you want to like, this is what I would want to do. Like, you watch the goal of the record is like, it's scary. It's kind of traumatizing. And then you become obsessed with it, but hopefully it helps you look at yourself and kind of be like, can get through some stuff with it.
Nice.
Because that's what it was for me. It was like, externalizing my trauma and staring at it and being scared of it for a little bit, but then learning how to move past it.
Sounds heavy. Not just musically, but like just, you know, heavy subject.
the record is extremely heavy. And I don't mean that in just the, yeah, exactly. I mean it in the way that you just said. And I mean, we just released a video for Predatory Savior. That's kind of like a disturbing video. And that's why I want it to be disturbing. We want it to be disturbing. We want you to look at it. We want you to look at it and then look at yourself. And then hopefully it can help people in a way.
Yeah.
But also, you know, it's like, because I feel like death metal specifically right now, and it's no hate to anybody, it's just like everybody's like, stop thinking, it's a joke, everything's a joke. No, you know, don't take anything seriously. But this is a record we take really seriously.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, I have a little spiel that we do that I say, and I mean it at every show, or, you know, I want to create an atmosphere. I mean, I can't give everybody everything, but with our art, we want to give you like however long our set is of just a place where you can kind of be yourself.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter, like, you know, who you are, what you look like, or, you know, who you want to love or whatever. We just want to like be able to give you a place where you can just like work out what you got to work out. And if that's like in a violent way or whatever, just, you know, we don't want people to hurt people, but we want you to like think and be safe, be around people that are like-minded, you know.
Metal therapy.
It's kind of what Seething Malevolence was for me, and I hope to give that to other people.
Nice, dude. Well, again, the album is coming out July 8th on Century Media. My last question for you, Kane, before I let you go, and and you can go about your day, pick a scar on your body, show us if you can, but at least tell us the story of how you got the scar, Kane.
This is really dark. Did you do research before this?
Not for this one.
Okay, it's on my stomach. I'm kind of. Can you see it?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so, I battle with mental health. Everybody, I think everybody in the world actually does, but I battle with it. Had a bit of a crazy time, and I did that. And it was there's actually a song that it's our next single. And, you know, it was a lot of stitches. It was 30 stitches on the outside, and I can't remember how many on the inside. And, I lost control, and I made the decision to not lose control anymore.
Yeah.
And, which was really cool. And I know that's a strange place, but, I was a strange place to, you know, inflict harm, but I was really what I wanted. And why I have that now is because it's, you only get so many bad days in your life. And, I look down and I see it sometimes, and I'm reminded of the people that I love and that no matter where you are in life, no matter how low you can go and you can be in a bad place. Cause you know, God knows I've been there, and I'm sure tons of people have, but, it's the universe kind of showing you that, hey, you're in this bad place and let's get to a good one. And now, you know, this is a bad place. So you need to change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You need to do the work and you need to change, and you can, and everybody can. And, that's what that scar tells me when I look at it. The single's actually coming out soon, and, that's kind of like what that song's about. It's sort of to an extent, you know, that and how I'm not going to get huge into the meaning of the song because I already wrote about it. But, you know, I just hope me sharing that can help somebody get through something and help them realize that, hey, man, you're not alone. And some people struggle and understand that the negative is only proof that there's a positive and that you can do the work. And it might not be easy, but it's there.
Damn, dude. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's heavy. And, you know, that's kind of the theme of today. Heavy.
Heavy, dude. Heavy. All right. Well, yeah, I appreciate you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Kane, thank you so much. And you can check out the new album by Vomit Forth coming out July 8th. We look forward to hopefully seeing you sometime on the road, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope so too. I hope, where are you looking again?
Seattle.
All right. Well, yeah, if we come through Seattle, come through, man. Get some food.
Yes, absolutely. All right, good.
All right,
Kane, take it easy, man.
You too, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.